What's up, guys, and welcome to the podcast, Decoys to Hunt, or D2H. I'm Josh, the host. Just sitting here on this nice rainy evening on Thursday. I believe it is the 7th of November. Sitting here with a little man, Tobias, sleep away in his little swing. Just got finished finally getting to roasting some pumpkin seeds. I love me some pumpkin seeds. This year we are looking forward to the Havre de Grace Decoy Wildlife and Art Festival with this year's chairman of Captain Jeff Coates. Congratulations to, and Captain Jeff, you deserve it, buddy, from Pitballs Waterfowl. And then we hopefully have a couple new things this year there at the show. I wanted to get down to Easton this year, but that's just how things are. Just got too much going on right now. So hopefully next year I can pick it back up again. And by that time, little Tobias will be a little over one. He is officially a month old today. He's 4 weeks old, or a month. So it's funny how time flies when you're having fun and can't sleep. So what is new? We have starting to finish up the rest of the geese silhouettes that for our buddies over at Blue Line Outdoors MD. Also did have a giveaway going along. It was a 5-week giveaway of a few good decoys that I had left that were taking room on the shelf that figured would be nice to sit in someone else's home and get them off the shelf so I can make more room for the new for stuff for Havre de Grace. Also, excuse if you hear little noises in the background. It may be him. Like I said, he's asleep, but he likes to make some noises. We will maybe, I'm thinking next podcast, I will have the guys who came up with Blue Line Outdoors MD, Brian, aka Rogue, and Keith, aka Chunk. We all have nicknames on, Blue Line. If you guys haven't seen our videos or anything like that, go over there and check them out. They're pretty fun. They're funny to watch. I'm thinking to have those two on, next podcast, hopefully soon too. We will get we got our blind finished for this year, and now it's just a matter of, putting the spread out for the geese, and then, of course, hunting it this year. I'm looking forward to that. Wasn't able to go in October. Everybody knows why, but I'm looking forward to coming back again for this month of November to hunt. Hopefully this year we can get some things. Last year was a little hard, but we had a couple fly in, shot a couple times, and ended up unfortunately missing. I think they were just a little too high, but it is what it is. You win some, you lose some. The next show that we will be at for Blanchett Decoys, is the Candlelight Tour in Havre de Grace. Myself and local carver Lenny Bertram will be there. Both me and Lenny have always done this, Candlelight Tour for quite a few years, and I enjoy it. It's awesome. This is actually where I first met Lenny, and me and him are now really good buddies. So if you're in the area and you purchase tickets for the Candlelight Tour, feel free to stop on in. I believe this year we'll be in the Mitchell Shop again like we did last year, which will be awesome. What else? Almost have our duplicator almost finished. We were missing a few parts. I'm not really missing a few parts. Looking to get a few parts made. Finally got them made, and now we can get back to full force. Still, the shop still needs to be arranged just a little bit more, but it's all it is. Trying to think of what to say. This one may be a short one just because a little man, since he's sitting right next to me. That way I can take care of him, even though I got him asleep, so I'm not really complaining. It's actually pretty funny. I put on Paw Patrol, and next thing you know, he was out like light. So, be sure to head over, like, subscribe, share, follow, whatever you'd like, to both of us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I am in the process of getting a GoPro so I can start filming some more. Yes! Once I can film some more, then I can put up some more videos. Might do like a shop to shop, kind of like a day to day thing, but like with the shop. I think that might be pretty cool. Tell me what you guys think. Feel free to message us on Facebook or Instagram. We're pretty quick to respond. So with that being said, like I said, this one's kind of going to be a short one just because little Tobias, I don't want to wake him up or anything like that. But this is Josh with Decoys to Hunt and Blanchette Decoys and Blue Line Outdoors MD, where I'm known as Duckman. I'm going to sign off for tonight. So, if you guys are out there hunting, be safe. Follow the rules. Don't do anything we wouldn't do. Make sure everything you have is in line. But good luck and be safe. So, that being said, this is Josh, a.k.a. Duckman, out.